BBC News with David Austin. The Mexican Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray has expressed concern about violations of the human rights of Mexican nationals in the United States after a meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the head of Homeland Security John Kelly. Mr. Videgaray said Mexico saw current U.S. proposals on migration as dangerous and a source of worry and irritation. Iraqi security forces are consolidating their positions inside Mosul Airport as they continue their campaign to drive Islamic State fighters out of the city. With the east and much of the southwest of Mosul now in government hands, the jihadists have moved their forces into densely populated western districts. On the first day of Syrian peace talks in Geneva, the UN envoy Staffan de Mistura has delivered an impassioned plea to the warring parties to work together to end the conflict. Mr. de Mistura told delegations there could be no military solution, only a political one. Clashes have broken out in Paris between police and French high school students demanding justice for Théo, a young black man who was allegedly raped with a police baton. Some protesters threw stones at the police. The authorities in northern Afghanistan say it's now known that 111 people were killed in severe snowstorms last Saturday and Sunday. Earlier this month, a similar number died in heavy snowfalls in eastern and central Afghanistan. The former Israeli chief rabbi has been jailed for more than 4 years after he was convicted on charges of corruption. Yonah Metzger admitted receiving more than $1 million in bribes. The Venezuelan government has issued a formal protest against France over the deportation of an athlete who was traveling to a ski training camp in Sweden. Adrian Solano was accused of lying to escape Venezuela's economic crisis. Solano said French officers said he couldn't be a skier because he came from a tropical country. BBC News.